From Feature Story News in Washington, I'm Rebecca Foster. U.S. President Barack Obama says he's considering all options, including military action, when it comes to battling Islamist militants in Iraq. He was speaking at the White House after the cities of Mosul and Tikrit were captured by Sunni insurgents from a group known as ISIS, the Islamic State in Iraq and the Levant. Mr. Obama said his national security team are working round the clock on the issue. Malcolm Brown reports from Washington.
Barack Obama says his team is working on ways to provide the most effective help to the Iraqi government in light of events over the past few days, but he avoided specifics.
I don't rule out anything because we do have a stake in making sure that these jihadists are not getting a permanent foothold in either Iraq or Syria, for that matter.
The U.S. leader indicated that the immediate need is to provide military assistance, but he also called for political progress in Iraq to promote cooperation between moderate Shiites and Sunnis.
And in Iraq itself, security has been stepped up in the capital, Baghdad, after a video emerged showing the insurgents threatening to advance on the city. A vote to grant the Prime Minister Nouri al-Maliki emergency powers was delayed after members of parliament failed to turn up. Ukraine's interior minister has said three tanks have crossed the border from Russia into the east of the country through rebel-controlled checkpoints, and fighting is now underway. But the Kremlin has called the statement another fake piece of information. It comes as Ukraine's new president, Petro Poroshenko, held a phone conversation with his Russian counterpart Vladimir Putin about plans to settle the crisis peacefully. Meanwhile, the threat of Russia turning off the gas taps to Ukraine and Europe remains a source of concern for the European Union. Talks between Russia, Ukraine, and the EU in Brussels have still not resulted in any agreement. Kiev says it won't accept Russia's latest gas price offer. Here's Jack Parak from Brussels.
A third of Europe's natural gas supply comes from Russia, and 15% through pipes which cross Ukraine, which is why the European Union has been trying to broker a deal between Kiev and Moscow to ensure Russia doesn't stop the gas flowing. Russia wants Ukraine to pay up its gas debts and has said Kiev must pay $2 billion by the 16th of June and $1.8 billion by the 26th, otherwise they'll cut supply. But Ukraine says the current price offer of $385 per cubic square meter is too much and they will not come to an agreement unless it's lowered. Ukraine and the EU also want to ensure that price remains the same in case of further political disagreements. Negotiations between the three sides are continuing through to Monday, when we'll know whether energy ministers have managed to come to a deal and resolve the price battle.
From bureaus worldwide, this is FSN. The Obama administration has resumed firing missiles from drone aircraft at suspected terrorist targets in Pakistan. Within the past 2 days, the U.S. has attacked a compound in North Waziristan at least twice. Priscilla Huff has more.
On the record, the Pakistani government strongly condemns the drone missile attacks as a violation of Pakistan's sovereignty and territorial integrity. Off the record, Pakistani government officials have admitted complicity in working with the Americans, suggesting that they are joint operations and that missile strikes from drone aircraft are necessary for the war against the Taliban. The most recent attacks were against a suspected Haqqani network compound in North Waziristan, leaving at least 10 dead. It's thought that Islamabad agrees now is the time to give Washington a freer hand and to allow more drone missile strikes to proceed.
The World Cup soccer tournament is getting underway in Brazil. Teams from 32 countries are competing for a place in the final in Rio de Janeiro on the 13th of July. Ahead of the opening ceremony, Sao Paulo police used tear gas on anti-World Cup protesters. But Brazilian football legend Pelé hopes the tournament will be seen positively.
I think this is the moment to really show the country, to, you know, to make it, of course, promotion to grow as a country. I think we cannot miss this moment.
But meanwhile, British comedian John Oliver said on Late Night with Seth Meyers that he's not optimistic about England's chances of success.
So this year, we're probably not going to win, which we've now gone full circle and said, but hold on, the fact we don't think we're going to win means they're under less pressure. Meaning they'll perform better, which means we're going to win. We're going to win.
And that's the latest Feature Story News. Rebecca Foster reporting.